Russ and Floor Wax on 103.5 The Fox.
The Fox, wake up with the Lewis and Floor Wax Show.
Time magazine would call priceless and daring comedy.
And everybody finds it hilarious and groundbreaking. And then I go and do the exact same routine, same comedic timing, and people file a complaint to corporate.
Lewis and Floor Wax all morning. And classic rock CD sides all day.
103.5 The Fox. And Floor Wax, Colorado's classic rock. 103.5 The Fox.
It's a there's real? A deep cheap trick cut for you. Wow,
is that real?
I don't know, that hurt my intestines. It's 609, 103.5 The Fox, Lewis and Floor Wax Show, featuring Mr. Rick Lewis.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Fox, the station that goes deep on the Cheap Trick albums. We go so deep, we play songs you never want to hear again on Cheap Trick albums. Yeah, it's 10 past 6. Good morning. Monday morning, Super Bowl hangover. Especially if you're a young Kathy Lee who's still in Miami. I don't think she slept the whole weekend.
Mr. Payne is visiting her hotel room right now, so we'll just have to be waking her up. But
she's flying back this morning. I bet she was up all night, wet, sat out there in that rain for 4 or 5 hours.
Hammered. Eating peanuts.
I wonder, yeah, boy, not a pretty sight this morning.
Oh, man.
We'll have to give her a call.
She must have looked like a rat. She emailed me a picture of her and her buddy. They were sitting out there with a big piece of plastic over them. You know what I mean? She was smiling, but you'd have a jug under that plastic wow. just to survive. This looked like she was out duck hunting.
This just didn't look fun to me.
No.
I was glad I was watching it in the comfort of my own home. You know what? Especially when you have zero interest in either team.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to sacrifice your comfort.
No, I mean, she could care less who won the game. And she strictly went out there for the party and then had to eat a 5-hour rainstorm.
No.
Sent me the same picture, Wax. Really? I was thinking the same thing. I was like, that looks miserable. You know, then I went over and grabbed another steak sandwich.
It was pouring rain the whole game. It never let up. Is that the first bad weather Super Bowl ever?
Man, I can't recall another really bad.
They usually play them in San Diego or L.A. where it doesn't rain.
Yeah, I know.
There was some mud in the Jets game, remember? Because they had some mud on.
Yeah, I remember it's rained a few times, but not that steady downpour like that.
Yeah.
A lot of times, yeah. They've played in New Orleans a lot of times in a dome. So
yeah,
that takes away the bad weather.
California or Miami or Tampa.
Yeah, I want to say one of the games in Tampa rained. I want to say it was the Bills and the Giants, the Scott Norwood game where he missed that field goal wide right. That game I remember raining, but I can't remember it raining like that. Not that heavy.
Not for a whole game.
That was unbelievable the way the ball was squirting around.
And it definitely had an effect on the game. Without the rain, the Colts win by 30 points. I mean, they would have completely wiped the field with the Bears without the driving rainstorm. And it thus had an effect on a lot of the bets that people had.
I don't know what you're talking about. People bet on football games?
That's what I hear.
That seems a little bit irresponsible to me.